This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USDA using terminated food programs to fund screwworm efforts. Newhouse pushes ag labor legislation and milk producers focused on H2A. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the $1.3 billion fight against a potentially deadly livestock pest includes federal funds reallocated from local food buying programs. There is more flexibility within USDA if there's a major urgent crisis like screwworm, Rollins told reporters yesterday after testifying at the Senate Ag Committee. We can move funds around to address that. The battle to extinguish the first U.S. outbreak of New World screwworm in decades used Commodity Credit Corporation money reallocated from the Biden administration, Rollins said. USDA canceled $1 billion in funding last year that was split between the Biden administration's local food purchase assistance program and local food for schools program. The first provided food to assistance programs such as food banks, while the latter helped school districts buy locally grown food. USDA was already canceling, quote, a lot of grants that we didn't think were really farmer first, Rollins said. Asked during the hearing by ranking member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico whether staff reductions have hurt efforts to control the pest, Rollins argued they haven't. She said the agency had 10 full-time staffers working on screwworm last January and now has more than 120. According to an analysis of the Office of Personnel Management data conducted by Prospect Partners, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in Texas lost 182 biological science technicians, 12 animal health technicians, and 6 veterinary medical science employees in 2025. Prospect is an organization founded by former USDA officials. The agency yesterday reported a new detection in Texas, bringing the total number of U.S. screwworm cases now to 7. Rollins said the USDA is stretched on using Commodity Credit Corporation because of the $30 billion annual cap has not been increased since 1987. Klobuchar and Senator Adam Schiff of California asked to use funds for increasing domestic fertilizer production and specialty crop disaster assistance during the Senate Ag hearing. Rollins said some of the funds are committed to cover changes to reference prices in the Working Families Tax Cut Act. The U.S. document said $10 billion was transferred from the CCC to the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program in 2025, that before the law was implemented. Klobuchar said the CCC has $14.3 billion allotted for emergency funding. Rollins said the CCC is not tied to inflation, and if it were, it would stand at about $90 billion. She said there are ongoing conversations between USDA and Ag Committee senators about whether the CCC needs more funding from Congress. They are on standby, she said, referring to senators. Rollins told AgriPulse, quote, a little bit of CCC money will go to expand fertilizer production. Longtime ag labor reform champion Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington says the rationalization members of Congress have used to steer clear of ag labor reform because of an open border isn't valid now because the border security is dramatically improved. Speaking at the International Fresh Produce Association's Washington conference, he called ag labor advocates to tell their members of Congress that, quote, urgency was yesterday to fix the decades-long issue. People are very afraid of the word amnesty, and this bill is not amnesty. The last bill was not amnesty, Newhouse said, referencing House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson's newly unveiled ag labor bill. Use that to help reassure folks that they're not going to get their heads cut off politically because they support something that helps their farmers. Newhouse, a member of the House Ag Committee, who is not seeking re-election after his current sixth term concludes, also received IFPA's Congressional Leadership Award. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A division over food aid policy threatens to derail efforts to pass a farm bill this year. Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, upbeat on prospects for a deal. At a, quote, bare minimum, lawmakers should agree to delay a requirement for certain states to start sharing costs of the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Luan told AgriPulse. He also stressed his view in an exchange yesterday with Rollins at the Senate Ag Committee hearing. Congress last year passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act by postponing SNAP cost shifts for Alaska and other states with 2025 SNAP error rates above about 20%. The measure was needed to secure the vote of Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski. Why is that not going to be applied to the country? Luan said. Luan's bigger goal is for Congress to reverse $187 billion in SNAP funding cuts. Republican senators are now better understanding the devastation it means to their constituents, he said. Members of the National Milk Producers Federation advocated for an expansion of the H-2A farm labor program on Capitol Hill yesterday. Their fly-in comes as a labor bill is in early drafts and expected to be introduced in the House this month. The draft that was released would expand temporary work status to 350 days, which would allow for dairy operators to hire workers virtually year-round. Generally, the bill that is on the table or the paragraph that we see is like a good stepping stone, not a final destination. The word of Rachel Ravencroft, director of NMPF's communications team, said yesterday, I think it's a workable solution, but there's still more that will probably need to be done. But it just depends on what gets hashed out. Producer Brandon Smith said he thinks the additional H-2A labor in the dairy industry would help in finding employees. There's just not a pool, like people don't come looking for work anymore. There used to be a pool when you turn people away, he said. The Federation members expressed their support for a renewal of the trade pact among U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and for a passage of the Farm Bill. They also are pushing Congress to pass the Dairy Pride Act, which would allow only dairy products, to be labeled with dairy names like milk, yogurt, and cheese. Here's today's final word. I don't know that I'm going to renew it because, to be honest with you, we don't need anything that Canada has. We don't need anything that Mexico has. But they need everything that we have. And that the word of President Donald Trump answering a reporter's question about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 11th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.